Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. If you've listened to the show before, you know that on Mondays and Thursdays, I meet with military veterans to learn about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice on, to other veterans seeking to do the same. If you are listening to this episode, you've arrived at one of our Saturday episodes, Behind Beyond the Uniform, which is much more informal. It's literally just me, a post-it note, and a few topics to cover, usually in the format of business up front, party in the back. We'll cover some professional items. We'll cover some personal items. Today is just professional items. We've got quite a few. And so we're going to just dive in right away. And the first three that I wanted to cover is a little bit of a mail call. So I appreciate those of you who have used the Contact Us form to submit questions, to reach out, to give feedback, and wanted to address those at the start of the episode today. First of all, I wanted to give a hearty thanks to an 05 Brian. Don't want to use last names without permission. Brian, thanks for your feedback. Last week on the Saturday episode, I gave a lot more information about some upcoming things for Beyond the Uniform and the motivation behind them. Brian, I appreciate your encouragement and confirmation on that. It means a lot. The next one I want to anonymize, I got an email from a veteran who has been out for about a year. He is a year into his first job, and we'll just call it a big, big Fortune 500 company. And he had reached out because for advice, and the basics of his scenario, without giving a lot away, are that he's in a very technical role. He is surrounded by people 5 to 7 years younger than him. He's feeling frustrated in that capacity, and he had reached out about where else should he look to find job opportunities. So my two cents, and I hope this applies to more than just the person who had reached out, my advice is a couple of things. First of all, it's important to remember that the vast majority of guests I've had on the show talk about a step back they take in their career when they first leave the military. If you're going into a very similar role, you're going into government contracting, you're going into something that directly uses your skill set, sure, in that case, you can most likely maintain title and seniority and pay parity, or even take a bump up on those. However, I know that many guests both guests and audience members for Beyond the Uniform, they would like to do something fairly different than what they did in the military. And if that's the case, at least the pattern that I've seen with most guests on this show is they do report a period of 6, 12, 18 months of having to take a step back in seniority, having to take a step back in pay, and very often being surrounded by those who are 5 to 7 years younger than them. The example that immediately comes to mind is Jimmy Sopko, one of the top 10 first episodes I ever did with Beyond the Uniform, but it stayed with me because he went from the Navy. He started in customer service at Pinterest. He was surrounded by people 7 years younger than him, people who had not been commanding warships just months previously, and it was a big blow to his pride. But he stayed at it. He worked hard, and that military discipline paid off. He was able to very quickly advance, and he's had an extremely successful career in Silicon Valley that all started out by taking that step back. So that's the first piece of advice, is to not rush things. You may be in the right spot, and you may just need to give it another 2, 4, 6 months. Second thing that came up for me, and this may not be applicable, but it seems like the sense I got was this person wants to immediately look for a new job. One of the advantages of being at a Fortune 500 company or a really large company is they have thousands of different roles, functional areas, groups, capacities, and often it is much easier to get transferred internally than it is to break into a brand new organization. You already have a reputation, you're a known commodity, they've already expended money training you and getting you equipment. There's a lot of advantages for them to hire internally rather than take someone brand new. So this may be out of your comfort zone. I would encourage you, if you dislike this advice, to pay attention to it even more, because that's probably an indication that it might be accurate. it can oftentimes be very uncomfortable to have the conversation with your manager, with your HR department, to say the truth, which is, these are the aspects I don't like about this role. I've been doing it for almost a year now. These are the things I'm looking for. I'm hoping to stay within this organization. I love our purpose. I love what we're doing. And this just doesn't work for me. I'm looking for X, Y, and Z. First of all, that forces you to have clarity on what you're looking for. It's ideal that you're driving towards something rather than away from something. So it's clear that you dislike several things about what you're currently doing. What are the things that you want to drive towards? And if you can't answer that, that's a sign that that's where you need to spend your time right now. Second of all, I see a lot of cases where people just get fed up and move on without ever giving the benefit of the doubt to the company, ever giving them an opportunity to understand that you're dissatisfied and try to fix that. And all too often, I see people leave in an organization when if they had just had a difficult conversation, they might have been able to solve it a lot easier in a way that's more pleasant for everyone. So that's my advice. I wish I had the silver bullet on recommending where to look for jobs or which job might be suitable to you, but that's why we've got over 300 episodes on the website for free so that you can learn from different people, hear their stories, and start to get a sense of what energizes you, what you're curious about, and what you'd like to look into deeper. The last piece of feedback I had, actually, I arranged a conversation with Kevin Bubbles, longtime listener. He's listened to almost every episode, which is wild. He has periodically given us a ton of great feedback. I'd reached out to him to have a phone call to ask him about a couple of things I've been stewing on. And one of the things I just wanted to share that he said to me that I have taken to heart is making it really explicit with the show when an episode is sponsored and when it's not. For those of you who listened to last week's episode, you know that we're treating this as a business. We want to have a bigger impact on the military veteran community. The way that we're going to do that is not through nights and weekends. It's not by playing it safe and playing it small. It's by really putting ourselves out there and trying to make this a bigger effort, a bigger impact, and a bigger source of help for the military veteran community. One of the key ways that we're doing that right now is through sponsored episodes. We haven't done a lot. My hope is to do a lot more in the future, but that is where a company says, look, I really want to hire military veterans, and we're willing to put our money where our mouth is. We want to pay to actually promote our product, our service, our company, our positions to Beyond the Uniform's audience. It seems to me like a win-win situation because for those of you who are actively looking for a job, well, this is a great place to start. And I think Kevin is spot on. I really want to be transparent on that. I hope that those of you who have listened to a lot of episodes, you know that I really prize myself on authenticity, on integrity. And please know that I will never have an organization on the show that I feel like is harmful, that I feel like is not a good fit for our audience. And know that I'll always try to be as upfront and honest in the interview as possible, that if I'm excited, it is genuine excitement. It's not because someone is paying us money. I never want to do that. But the point is taken and will be very clear starting on October 10th. That's our next sponsored interview of thanking the company that's paying for it and also making sure it's clear to you that it is a sponsored episode. And my hope is that as part of supporting Beyond the Uniform, that you'll listen to that episode. We do give detailed metrics to our sponsors. And so listen to that episode because those are people who are literally giving us the money we need to take Beyond the Uniform to the next level. On that note, we're doing three new events at Beyond the Uniform this month. You probably heard about that in our newsletter this week. We send it twice a month. If you are not on our newsletter, please sign up. Shame on you. Shame on you for not being on the newsletter. If you go to our website, beyondtheuniform.org, if you're there for longer than 2 or 3 seconds, you will get a little pop-up that solicits your email. That's all it takes. I still get that pop-up. It's very annoying because I'm like, I created this website. I'm its master, and it's still bothering me, even though it has my email address. But for you, it'll ask for it and you'll be on our mailing list. The three events, just to make sure you're aware of them, Networking 101. I do a lot of networking, a lot of outreach. I do it to get guests on the show. I do it to get sales meetings. I've sent tens and tens of thousands of emails. No joke. It's gotten me deals with Disney and Budweiser and all sorts of crazy companies. I'm going to teach you everything I know in an hour webinar. Join if you want to have a conversation. It'll be Q&A driven. I have content I want to cover, but I really want the questions to drive it. That's on October 18th at noon Pacific. On October 23rd at 5 p.m. Pacific, we're doing a town hall. It's our first one. It's just half an hour, open meeting by video Zoom conference. Just a chance to chat in a two-way conversation rather than one way. So if you're a long-time Beyond the Uniform listener or a newcomer and you're curious what we're all about, you have an idea, you have a question about your specific career path, whatever it is, it's 30 minutes of openness and hopefully not 30 minutes of awkwardness and just answering whatever questions you have, talking about whatever you want to talk about. On the 29th of October at 9:30 a.m., we are doing a webinar on veterans and consulting. I am so fired up for this. I put together a 90-second video about this. I'll put it in the show notes. I love it. It is a quick explanation of how I looked at 4,300 profiles on LinkedIn. I did over 15 hours of interviews about consulting. I even wrote a book about the topic, about everything, just crazy stuff that no one's ever talked about, which is like, you know, based on how long you serve in the military, how does that influence which consulting firm you go to? How does that influence how much money you make? How does that influence your title? What does the lifestyle look like at consulting companies? What are the hours like? What do people like about it, dislike about it? What's the highest level of education that people get when they go to consulting? All sorts of data-driven and qualitative information. Tuesday, October 29th, 9:30 a.m. Pacific. Sign up. Now, the important thing to note for all three of these is obviously you can probably notice we are testing to see which time works best for our audience, whether it's after work, during work, before work. So we're doing a little of spattering there. But if the time doesn't work, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. Put your email in, sign up for those webinars, and you're going to get a copy, a video copy of the webinar if you can't make it. But we're not distributing this as a podcast. We're not putting it on the website. We're only sending it to people who register. So make sure you register. You can find that at the website, beyondtheuniform.org. It's under events. For some crazy reason, the URL is beyondtheuniform.org/new-events. Check it out and sign up. So I had three interviews, and I want to wrap up with this, three interviews this week, and all three of them were really energizing. The first one I wanted to talk about is with Danny Huang. It is called Serial Entrepreneur in Southeast Asia. This is actually a paid, a sponsored interview, and very grateful for that. And honestly, I'm not just saying this, this is one of my favorite episodes. I am so grateful I've done it and so grateful for his financial support. It was very gracious of him to do that because he is just at a startup. Danny took off his uniform in the Army, and weeks later, he was in Shanghai joining his brother to start a company. 3 years later, they sold that company. They fulfilled a mission that they had set out to accomplish. They committed to together at ages 5 and 6. They wanted to financially free their parents and retire them early, and they did that through their first startup. He is back now at it again in Vietnam, in Hanoi this time around, starting his second company, and he is dragging along his former classmates from West Point, his former Army friends who are joining him in Vietnam to start this company. He talks about what it's like running and starting a company in Southeast Asia, why veterans should consider it, how to get a foot in the door in business in general in Southeast Asia, and it's just a great message about balance, about goals, about integrity, about family. There's so much good stuff. It's like Fast and the Furious movie, family oriented, lots of action. Check that one out. That's coming out on October 10th. The next one I had was with Mike Titzer. Mike is, among other things, an instructor at Knowles, the National Outdoor Leadership School. I have a man crush on this organization. I wish that I would have done it. I sincerely hope that my 8-month-old son, Bodie, will do it with me when he becomes 18. They take people out in the wilderness and teach them about leadership, teach them about survival. It is an exceptional program. My wife went through it and loved it. She's a badass when it comes to outdoorsy stuff. And what's so cool about Mike's, and it goes well with Danny's interview, Mike Tetzer went from the military, went from the Navy the Marine Corps into opening a CrossFit gym in Cambodia, did that for a little while, then did Knowles, is just kind of just living the life and kind of going after wherever his heart takes him and his family goes. And I love this too. It's kind of a nice off-roading journey. It's not a story we hear a lot of, and I think you'll enjoy that, just to kind of show you a veteran who's off the map doing his own thing. And I love that. I find it very creatively energizing to think about that. Last one is not a veteran, Carrie Meyer, but she is an expert on emotional intelligence. And this is coming out at the end of the month. Keep an eye out for this interview. We are actually scheduling a second interview with a second expert in the space, because Carrie does such a fantastic job of talking about, with hard numbers and hard science to back it up, how emotional intelligence is the most easily improvable thing in your life that will most directly improve your marriage, your relationships, and your income. She will recommend a book that for $15, she didn't write it, she doesn't profit from it, but for $15, if you buy this book, it is the most likely thing that you could possibly do to improve your annual income by over $29,000. We're trying to get the author of that book on the show, but it's great. And you know, when I first heard about this episode, I had kind of interpreted emotional intelligence as reading body language, understanding other people in the workplace, understanding how I can lead and motivate them, understanding what's going on so I can maybe Jedi mind trick and manipulate them to get the desired outcome. Maybe that's part of it, but emotional intelligence is just as much, if not more so, about understanding what's going on inside me, what's going on inside, and how I'm communicating that to others, and especially what I'm communicating to others that I don't realize I'm communicating to others. And she walks through a couple exercises you can do with friends or at the workplace. Apologies on that alarm. That means I got to wrap this up. That you can do in the workplace to understand how you are maybe sabotaging yourself, how you may be showing up in a way that is counterproductive to what you want in that relationship, work environment, whatever it is. Why I think this is so critical and why I'm so excited to get this out there is so many guests on the show have talked about how hiring managers have, in some sense, a target on your back as a veteran. They will automatically assume that you are not empathetic. They will automatically assume that you have a low emotional intelligence. They will automatically assume often that you are harsh or critical. And that is possibly true, but it's definitely not definitely true. And this is a way to combat that and get in front of it. And we even talk about in an interview specific things that you can do to address that head on, stories that you can share that can show them that you are empathetic, that that is one of the reasons that you were so successful in the military, because whether you realize it or not, empathy was motivating a lot of us in our leadership and our success in the military. So check out those interviews with Danny, Mike, and Carrie. They'll be aired at the very end of October. If you listen to our October sneak peek, you heard them referenced, but there wasn't a soundbite because I just did them. We're a little bit behind on our interview editing and all that. So that is all for this week. Please, if there's one call to action, go to the contact section at Beyond the Uniform, record a question, or type it in there. If you give me permission to use your name, I'll use it on the air. If you don't give me permission to use your name, I won't. But I think it's great. I've gotten a lot of great feedback. And if you ask a question, this is the best part. If you ask a question, you are helping someone else out who either doesn't have the courage to ask a question or is maybe further out about realizing they need that information. So I guarantee you, if you ask a question, not only will you get some help, but you'll be helping out someone else. Have a great week and stand by for Monday, Thursday episodes all this month. We got a great lineup.